No matter what people think in this life, happiness depends on me. I can look at the rest of the world and say, they owe me happiness. I can look at the rest of the world and say, why aren't you happy? Why don't you have happy times and happy thoughts and happy life? Why don't you do that? But truly, happiness depends on me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Happiness depends on me. The only reason that happiness depends on me is because all the world can be happy as a lark, happy as can be, and if I don't recognize it, I'm not happy. I might be given great gifts and great honors, and if I'm not happy about it, I'm not happy. If I say to another person, you're wonderful, and I expect that person to say, thank you, and they don't, and that doesn't make me happy, it just depends on me. Now, everything I do in life is a give-take affair. And if I think that the take part is the important part, then I am missing the boat. It's the give part that is the most important part of my life. I give love, I give happiness, I give joy, I give peace, I give goodness to all the world, because that's my nature. Now, I look at the world and I say it is good and very good. I look at life experiences and I say, isn't that wonderful? I say, that is really wonderful. That is really exciting. That is really joyful. And for me, it's joyful then. For me, whatever I see is what I am. For me, whatever I know, that's what I am. And I might as well know the good things in life. I might as well know the happy things in life. I might as well know the things in life that make life worth living. Or else, I have just not chosen the best that life can give to me. I look at all the people on earth, and I can't really look at all the people on earth, but essentially, I look at the people on earth. I look at others. And as I look at them, if I see them doing what comes naturally, if I see them doing the things that make them happy, if I see them being the kind of people that they want to be, then that's the way I am. But if I see them struggling and unhappy and pushed around by the world, then that's the way I am. I was reading about some people in some third world nations where the women were badly abused by the incoming people who were trying to push them around. And the women were badly abused by this, and it often makes me wonder, can anyone ever be badly abused? We all have the opportunity to be ourselves and have fun. And you say, well, if somebody's being badly abused, they're not having fun. Well, why were they badly abused? Now you'll say, Herb, you cannot make a profound judgment on something like that, because if you do, you're going to put your foot in your mouth. That's true. And I've been known for putting my foot in my mouth. But if a person doesn't want to be abused, they can not be abused because they don't create themselves being abused. They don't create people taking advantage of them. They don't create people hurting them. They don't create themselves in a negative situation. You can surround yourself with the pure white light of love wherever you are, and you'll find that all of the negativities of life go away. If you surround yourself with pessimistic thinking that says everything is not so good, then you can be sure that everything is not so good. Life is a reflection of what we think about. Really, it is. You say, well, people in war, people being killed, people doing... Why, how very interesting, isn't it? How very interesting. Are you creating yourself in a war-torn world, in a war country? You know, we can read about many people's lives. and they were in war-torn areas, and they lived their life just as though there was no war around them, for to be sure there was no war around them. They lived in harmony with themselves. They lived in peace with their neighbors. They were beautiful people. There were people who were fantastic people. They wrote about the Holocaust, and they wrote about the people who were in the Holocaust. And a psychiatrist who was in the Holocaust and wrote about it, he said that the people who were good people outside were good people inside. And people who were not very good people outside were not very good people inside. Whatever kind of a person you are in life, you will be wherever you are. Whether you are in a bad situation or a good situation, you will be the kind of person you are. Now, what kind of person are you? What kind of person am I? What kind of people do I create around me? What kind of circumstances do I create in my life? Do I ever create bad circumstances? Oh, sure, when I have bad thoughts about myself. And then, can I ever change that? Certainly. Am I surrounded by beautiful people now? Am I surrounded by a beautiful world now? Am I surrounded by people who just love the same things that I love? Yes. Because that's the kind of world I create. Now, what kind of world are you creating? Happiness depends on me. Happiness depends on what sort of attitude I have in my life, in my world, in my being. Happiness depends only on what I am thinking. Now, you can say, well, I didn't cause this situation. Oh, yes, we did. We allowed it to be in our consciousness. Anytime we allow attitudes about any circumstances to be in our consciousness that are not beneficial to us, then we create that situation. We say, I am surrounded by the pure white light of love and mean it. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I like me. I like the world. I like the world all about me. I like all the people in my world. I like all the circumstances in my world. I like me. Oh, we proclaim that. We name that. We experience that. And that's all there is. Any not liking me circumstances that come up, we do not give them presence in our thinking, in our awareness, in our heart, in our world. All we do is say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. All is in divine order. I like me. I like me. I like me. And when you like yourself, you will not carry thoughts in your mind that are contrary to liking yourself. When you like yourself, you will always have attitudes in your being that reflect and respect who and what you are. Now, who and what are you? Who and what am I? Do I really like myself? Do I really live a happy, joyous life? Do I really express myself at my highest and my greatest nature? Do I really do that? Well, the evidence is there of whether I do or not. I believe I do. I am surrounded by fabulous people whom I love very dearly and who love me. And is there anything else I want? Happiness depends upon me, and I am happy. Join me in this happiness, and you too can have this as the only criteria for your life and your world and your being, and it is done now. And how great it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.